This is what AIDS looked like 25 years ago. There was no cure, treatment was limited, the diagnosis a death sentence. Two American doctors, Eric Goosby and Anthony Fauci, were there at the beginning and are still working to stop this disease. Dr. Fauci heads AIDS research at the National Institutes of Health. Under his guidance, we now have a better understanding of AIDS. We know how to keep it from spreading, and we have treatments that have transformed AIDS into a chronic disease.
We can look forward to sometime within the reasonable future having an AIDS-free generation. That's an important impact that has come from a number of sources, but predominantly from the research that has been done at the NIH.
Ambassador Goosby heads the Office of Global Health Diplomacy at the U.S. Department of State. He has helped developing countries build clinics and set up systems to treat AIDS. Dr. Goosby says these countries are taking leadership roles in healthcare planning, and the talk is now about treating other infectious diseases, as well as chronic diseases like high blood pressure. Private groups, such as the Ford Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, have also provided critical support.
We can do it for HIV. We can do it for those. And that is the moment I think we're in for services to be added on top of this already existing platform to serve the people who are HIV positive, but also those in the community that have other diseases that are not associated with HIV.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is an agency that also works internationally and provides critical leadership in relieving the global burden of disease. Dr. Thomas Frieden is its director.
We need to address both communicable and non-communicable diseases. We need not to have any backsliding. We need to make sure that we get over the finish line in polio. We need to do everything that we can to stop measles and rubella, to reduce meningitis and waterborne and foodborne disease. But at the same time, we need to prepare the world and work together as a world to address cancer and heart disease, diabetes and stroke, things that are largely preventable with tools that we have today.
Diseases change constantly. New ones develop. Old ones mutate. Drugs that once contained them no longer work. These changes threaten the health and security of every nation in the world. And that's why medical collaboration is more important today than ever before, according to the head of the NIH, Dr. Francis Collins.
The idea that health can be restricted to one country and treated as if it's not connected to the rest of the world simply doesn't work anymore.
The doctors say the U.S. needs to continue its leadership in medical research and its collaboration with other countries as equal partners in global health to benefit people everywhere. Carol Pearson, VOA News.